Hi there. The word for you today is, what mistakes are you making? In Ecclesiastes 9 and 17 we read, words of the wise should be heard or listened to. A sign in a high-pressure sales office makes us smile. It says, do you like travel? Do you want to meet new friends? Do you want to free up your future? All this can be yours if you make one more mistake. You know what? Fear of making mistakes keeps us from reaching our highest potential, from seeking honest counsel and feedback, and from speaking out lest we be criticized or abandoned. To be successful, you must give the people around you permission to push back. When you don't get input, it can be disastrous. Let me give you an illustration. In the book, It's Your Ship, Michael Abrashoff writes, and I quote, the moment I heard about it, that is, the tragic sinking of the Japanese fishing boat off Honolulu by the U.S. submarine Greenville, I was reminded that, as is often the case with accidents, someone sensed possible danger but doesn't actually speak up. As the Greenville investigation unfolded, I read in the New York Times that the submarine's crew, quote, respected the commanding officer too much to question his judgment. Well, if that's respect, I want none of it. You need to have people in your life that can tap you on the shoulder and say, is this really the best way? Or slow down? Or think about this? Or is what we're doing worth killing or injuring somebody? History records countless incidents in which ship captains and organization managers permitted a climate of intimidation to pervade the workplace, silencing subordinates whose warnings could have prevented disaster. Even when reluctance to speak up stems from admiration for the commanding officer's skill and experience, a climate to question decisions must be created in order to foster double-checking. Think about it.